بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. My respected listeners, it was the ninth year after Hijrah, wherein many delegations were coming into Medina Munawwara, coming to embrace Islam. This year in Sirah, in the Sirah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is known as Aamul Wufud, the year wherein delegations came in abundance to Medina Munawwara. Allama Muhammad Tahir Fatani, the author of Majma'u Bihar al-Anwar, says, وَهَذِهِ السَّنَةِ سَنَةُ الْوُفُودِ. This year is known as the year of delegations. And all the entire tribes of Arabia, they were waiting for the Muslims to conquer Makkah, because they had this belief that Makkah will only fall into the hands of the people of truth. And that belief was ingrained in them from the time of Abraha, from the time when Abraha tried to capture and demolish the Kaaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent miraculous help on that occasion. So when this happened, many now wanted to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they came from far and wide. Just to mention some of these tribes, the delegation of Banu Tamim, the delegation of Banu Amir, wafd of Banu Amir, wafd of Banu Zubayd, the wafd of Banu Hamdan or Hamdan, the wafd of Najran, the wafd of Banu Fazara, the wafd of Banu Asad, wafd Bahra, and like this many. Among them was a very, very famous man by the name Adi ibn Hatim. Many of us might have heard the name of his father, Hatim. And we always, in narrating the incident of generosity, we speak of Hatim. Yes, that is correct. That is apt. Hatim was known for his generosity in the past. Hatim Ta'i. He was very, very generous. And he had very generous children as well. And this man is Adi. What happened with him was, he heard about Islam spreading and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaching different regions, going to different areas, taking Islam. And he said to his servant, because he was a ruler, in amongst his people, Tay. So he said to them, when you see the men of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come here, inform me. And he started making his preparations, and he didn't want to face the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what happens sometimes when we hear false rumors and we do not face the information ourselves. When we hear rumors, like how rumors are spread regarding Islam, falsely spread. So he heard similar. And now when these Sahaba radiallahu anhum come, his servant rushes to him and said, Master, what you are planning to do when the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam come, please do so. He said, what do you mean? Woe to you. So he said, they have come. And actually then he got all his family together, he had packed up all his belongings, and he said, I am going to the people of my faith, meaning in Syria, in Sham, which was ruled by the Christians at that time. And he left and he departed. But then what happened was, he had left behind a sister. Actually, he forgot his sister. And then she was taken to Medina Munawwara. And when she was taken to Medina Munawwara, she was kept in Masjid al-Nabawi, and she was given with respect a certain, area. And she was given a lot of respect. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes there, she stands up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she says that, O Nabi of Allah, halak al-walid wa ghab al-wafid. O Nabi of Allah, my father has passed away, and the man who is supposed to be taking care of me and supposed to come for me, he has also concealed himself and fled for his own safety. Meaning, the one who is supposed to show and take pity on me, my brother, didn't care about me. فَمْنُنْ عَلَيَّ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. You bless me and be kind to me. May Allah bless you. We learn from there, my respected listeners, always take care of our sisters. It doesn't mean we carry on with life, mashallah, you have a family, you have, and so forth. But your sister will remain your sister. Always show her respect. Always be there for her when she needs you. It's something very, very important. Otherwise, your sister will feel it. So Allah's Nabi asked, who is supposed to be coming for you and taking care of you? She said, Adi bin Hatim. Allah's Nabi said, oh, the one who has fled from Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew, with one report, says that she, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, she said that you are the daughter of the famous man Hatim, the generous man Hatim. And this woman's name was Safana, Safana. Anyway, in this period that she stayed in Medina Munawwara, she was so touched with Islam. She was so touched with Islam. To such an extent that when she came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on another day, she said, O Nabi of Allah, help me. Allah's Nabi said, okay, I will help you. But if you know travelers going to your lands, the lands of Sham, that you can trust, then come to me. And then when there was a delegation to actually go to that direction, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made arrangements for her, gave her clothing, he gave her a conveyance, a camel, and gave her expenditure so she can go comfortably. And she left with the delegation. But she left Medina Munawwara with her heart in Medina Munawwara. She loved Medina Munawwara. And she loved Islam to such an extent that she embraced Islam. That is the beauty of Medina Munawwara. And that is the beauty of the environment of Deen. Such an environment that changes people's lives. The environment of Medina Munawwara. Now, she rushes in this direction of where her brother is residing. And when she gets there, he was actually awaiting and worried what to do. You know, my sister, I've heard that my sister, it was in Medina, he was thinking the worst. He didn't have the courage to go. He was scared because he heard false rumors. He says, whilst I was sitting one day in our house, and I see this delegation coming towards us, and among them is a woman in her litter, meaning a kind of box, you know, capped on the back of the camel. So I asked, is this the daughter of Hatim, Safana? It was her in flesh and blood. She rushed towards me, and she said, how dare you, my brother, Al-Qati'u al-Zalim, you have broken ties with your sister. You took your entire family and left your sister. You have been unjust thereby, Al-Qati'u al-Zalim, your whole family you took. And he who came from the same stomach of your mother and the remnant of your father, you left behind. And Safana was very, very special also. She was a great Sahabiya. Like Hatim Ta'i was generous, his daughter Safana was more generous. She would not say no to any needy person. Anyone who asked, Safana couldn't say no. To such an extent that her father told her, Oh my daughter, you give so much and I give so much. Let one of us give. If both of us are going to give, what will happen? The daughter says, my father, I have to give. Whether you give or don't give, I can never ever say no. So Safana was a woman with great qualities. And among those qualities is generosity. My respected listeners, generosity is a mighty quality. It is a very, very rare, special quality. It's a quality that Muslims must have. It's the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generosity. Allama Busayri rahimahullah describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, كَالزَّهْرِ فِي تَرَفٍ وَالْبَدْرِ فِي شَرَفٍ وَالْبَحْرِ فِي كَرَمٍ وَالدَّهْرِ فِي هِمَمِي. He describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the description he says, Allah's Nabi is like the ocean in generosity. Like the ocean in generosity. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's palm was so generous. لَهُ هِمَّةٌ لَا مُنْتَهَى لِكِبَارِهَا وَهِمَّتُهُ الصُّغْرَى أَجَلُّ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَهُ رَاحَةٌ لَوْ أَنَّ مِعْشَارَ كَفِّهِ عَلَى الْبَرِّ كَانَ الْبَرُّ أَنْدَى مِنَ الْبَحْرِ. He says Allah's Nabi's palm was so generous. If a tenth of that palm had to be distributed and spread on the bare land, the ocean would not be famous with generosity anymore. It would be the land because of the palm of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, in beautiful eloquence, he describes out of love the generosity of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in many, many ahadith, us as Muslims are encouraged and urged to be generous. And generosity is a quality that protects a person and leads a person to paradise, makes a person very close to Allah Ta'ala. And it distances and protects a person from Jahannam. And in so many chapters of the Quran, Allah says to us, spend for Allah. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend from what I have given you. In one report, Allah says, even present for Allah alone. Imagine, Allah, who's the creator, who's the greatest, who's totally independent, is telling us, give a loan to Allah. Meaning to have conviction that Allah will pay it back to us. But it's actually telling us that what shame you have to loan Allah. So to say, it has such a beautiful tone to actually tell us that you don't want to give for Allah, okay, loan to Allah. So Allah give us this special quality, you know, of generosity. And then she actually says to her brother, that how could you have done such a thing? And then, oh my brother, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and meet him, go and meet him. I have not seen someone like him. And he is Allah's Nabi. And if he is a king, he is such a person that you will not be disgraced by him. Adi bin Hatim was touched by his sister's advices. He got himself ready and now he undertakes this journey to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I had no amnesty, I had no letter, I was worried. But I came. He says, I asked, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I was told he's in the masjid. I entered the masjid and I greeted. So he said, who are you? Who is this man? So I said, Adi bin Hatim. He gets up, he holds my hands, and he takes me to his house. See, Ikram, when we get people coming to our masjid, invite people home, make people's Ikram, honor people, invite them to Allah. Adi bin Hatim, who says, as we're walking to the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an elderly woman stops him, and she had a child with her. So she started speaking to him, that, O Messenger of Allah, I have this problem and I have that problem. And Adi bin Hatim said, I was standing right there. And I said to myself, thinking, this cannot be a king. How can any woman just stop him like this? In my heart I said this. And then we get to his home, we enter, he presented one pillow to me. It was a simple pillow stuffed with palm leaves. He presented it to me and said, sit on this pillow. I felt shy and said, no, rather you sit on the pillow. He said, no, you will sit on the pillow. And I abided. I sat on the pillow and the blessed messenger sat on the ground because there was no other pillow in the home. And I was thinking to myself, how can this be a king? And in that, now imagine what Allah's Nabi says to him. O Adi bin Hatim, your religion was Rakusi. Rakusi. Rakusi is a sect and a branch of Christianity. Allah's Nabi said to him, that how come you take 1/4 of the booty when that is unlawful in your religion? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him so many things about his religion, he was shocked actually. And he said, this is definitely in my heart, I said that this is a Nabi of Allah. He knows things that others don't know. Then he says, oh Adi bin Hatim, what stops you from embracing Islam? Is it because you see Muslims weak and impoverished? Do you know, Allah will bless them and wealth will be so much that there won't be anyone to take it because everyone will have. And you feel Muslims are few and minute? A time will come where Allah will bring so many Muslims, so much of deen will spread, and there will be so much of amnesty because of the practices of Islam, because of the beauty of Islam, that a woman would be able to travel from Qadisiyah to visit Baytullah, to visit Kaaba, and she will not have any fear that there will be someone to attack her or raid her or invade her or usurp her rights or violate her honor. Every town she passes, the elderly will treat her like a daughter and the sisters will treat her like a sister, and she will be welcome. And this peace will be brought through Islam. And this, remember my respected listeners, this peace was unheard of before. It was not something heard of. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, what stops you from Islam? Is it that you see authority and rulership is in others besides Muslims? By Allah, Allah will bring to Islam even the palaces of Babylon and even the treasures of Kisra bin Hormuz. So I said, O Nabi of Allah, you're saying Kisra bin Hurmuz. He said, yes, I'm referring to Kisra bin Hurmuz. After his words of invitation to Islam, and his kindness, and his ikram, I said to him, I'm ready to accept Islam. And remember, this is a senior ruler in his region, wanting to accept Islam, embrace Islam, and what touched him was the beautiful environment of Medina Munawwara and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Us as Muslims as well, we have to bring people to Islam with character. We have nothing to fear. We have the truth. But we have to show this beautiful truth to mankind with our kind words of knowledge, of truth, and also with our character. Very, very importantly, with our character. Abi Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu lived after that, and he said, I saw the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to pass. He says, I lived in the time where there was so much of amnesty and peace, where a woman would travel with her mahram, and sometimes that's her son who's very, very young. But she travels throughout Qadisiyah, throughout the world, and reaches Makkah Mukarrama. No one raids her, invades her, violates her right. And there was so much of peace. There was so much of amnesty. And he said, I was amongst those who reached Kisra bin Hurmuz and received the booties of Persia and traveled with it to Medina Munawwara. And by Allah, what Allah's Nabi said will come to pass, that there'll be so much of wealth that there won't be anybody to accept it. And that did happen after Adi bin Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu left this world. When he left this world, this really did happen. It's very interesting in the Hayatul Sahaba volume 1, you'll find the life of Adi bin Hatim and how Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him to Islam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared with him beautiful teachings. And after he embraced Islam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him this meaning of Surah Fatiha, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us hidayat, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us along the straight path, the path of your blessed ones, الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, those who you have showered your favors, and not the path of those who have earned your anger, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, nor the path of those who go astray. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that those who have earned Allah's anger upon them refers to the Jews mainly. And those who have went astray refers to the Christians. That the truth came to them. And the Jews recognized the truth. But they turned it down. That brought Allah's anger upon them. And the Christians didn't have the knowledge because they neglected it. So they didn't have the knowledge that the Jews had. So those that went astray, wal-dallin refers to the Christians as well. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I saw how he got into the masjid and praised Allah and glorified Allah, and he gave encouragement. And he said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, give for Allah's sake, give in the way of Allah Ta'ala. Give one sa', meaning one measurement, 4 kilograms, or give a portion of that. He's telling the Sahaba, give in Allah's path. And then he even said, give a date or a portion of a date. Give whatever you can for Allah, sacrifice whatever you can for Allah, before a time comes where he will be asked before Allah, where Allah will ask him, didn't I give you limbs that you could see, you could hear? Didn't I give you wealth and children? What did you put forth for the hereafter? What did you put forth for Allah's pleasure and for Allah's sake? And he will look before him, on his right, on his left, and he will not find anything that he did solely and wholly for Allah's pleasure, and that he gave for Allah Ta'ala. And now there will be nothing to save him from hellfire. And then Allah's Nabi said, fear this fire of hell and give whatever you can for Allah. And if you can't afford much, walo bishqi tamra, even if it's a portion of a date. And if you can't give that as well, make sure you speak to people kindly. Allah's Nabi said, I do not have the fear of poverty upon you, because Allah will give you until so much of peace will come that there will be amnesty throughout the region, that even a woman will never be attacked and her rights will never be violated. This is among the ahadith that Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Adi radiallahu anhu lived an amazing life. And even when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world and many people lost their iman and became murtad, there were few of those who became murtad, Adi bin Hatim remained firm. And he encouraged his people to remain firm. And he traveled to Medina Munawwara to meet Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to present the zakat of his people. Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu would say, ما دخل علي وقت صلاة إلا وأنا مشتاق إليها. He says, I wait for salah with passion and with a crave. I love to make salah. And something very interesting is whenever he would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make his ikram. On one occasion he came to visit Medina Munawwara and he went to meet Umar radiallahu anhu, who was Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. So Umar radiallahu anhu was a little busy. So he said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you know me? He said, of course I know you. Akramak Allah bi ahsan al-ma'rif. I know you very, very well. You accepted Islam when others remained disbelievers. You recognized the truth when others denied. You fulfilled your trust and loyalty when others were disloyal and betrayed. You came when others turned away. He says, stop please Amir al-Mu'mineen. Hasbi ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm happy that at least Amir al-Mu'mineen knows me. He wanted Umar radiallahu anhu. He wanted to be close to Umar radiallahu anhu. Because who doesn't want to be close to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He was so generous. One day, Ash'ath bin Qais wrote to Adi bin Hatim asking him to borrow. He wanted to borrow the pots of Hatim Ta'i, the father of Adi. Hatim, the very generous man. Borrow me your father's pots. So Adi bin Hatim prepared the best of meals and filled the pots with those meals and sent the pots to Ash'ath bin Qais. So Ash'ath bin Qais wrote back saying, I actually intended to borrow it empty and I wanted to prepare the meals. Adi bin Hatim said, Inna la nu'iruha farigha. We can never lend these pots empty. That's how generous he was. Allah give us this quality of generosity. Adi bin Hatim would even break bread, pieces of bread, and he would put it for the ants, and he would say, these are our neighbors and they also have a right. Meaning he had that generosity to give everyone. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We eat so much and then we leave so much and we just throw it away and we think nothing about it. And that actually brings destruction. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day saw bread thrown aside and he said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that, oh Aisha radiallahu anha, we should preserve these gifts of Allah Ta'ala because when this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala goes away, it doesn't come back. So these blessings of Allah Ta'ala and these gifts of Allah Ta'ala, we should value it. The Sahabi spent his life for Allah's deen, his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and he left this world in the year 67 Hijri. 67 Hijri in a town called Qarqisiya. And he was 120 years young. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to emulate the beautiful lives of the grand Sahaba, the glorious Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Take a few moments to read three quotes for this great Sahabi. Allah Ta'ala accept us for his deen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.